Okay, the call-in number is 1-800, excuse me, 313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And tonight we've been talking about what the Bar Association has been told about the sovereign citizen movement. And I hate the term. I don't consider myself in the sovereign citizen movement. I consider myself part of the legal accountability movement. We've got fraud in the courts. We are being forced to contract and have a driver's license or a real ID. And all of this is fraud, and it's all coming on us under a state of emergency that was artificially created by the International Rothschild Banking Cartel. Boy, big words those are. Okay, we have a caller from Wisconsin. Bill, are you there?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call, but you're going to be upset because I've been trying to get on for a couple weeks concerning the smart meters and so forth. I have a couple questions. Is it okay if I go ahead?
Okay.
All right. In Wisconsin, we are... Our utility company is Wisconsin Public Service. We have not had our old meters taken down, but there is no one coming to check the meter. So as town chairman, I inquired. I said, what's up here? And do we have smart meters? And they pass your phone call, you know, up the chain. Finally, you talk to somebody. No, you don't have smart meters, but they are being read by satellite. Are you familiar with this?
No.
Okay. Well, I wasn't either, but, you know, I'm wondering. All right. Now, I am concerned that maybe they are smart meters.
How can they read an analog meter by satellite?
Al, if I knew, I wouldn't be asking, you know? Right?
You think?
Well, I just don't know. Now,
okay.
All right. Now, I purchased a couple products to try to offset the EMF, the electromagnetic radiation. All right, and these products are called diodes. Are you familiar with them?
No.
Okay. You can get them from a company called Southern Herb. Now, let me just read briefly here what's on this card where the diode came. Electromagnetic radiation, EMF, is made up of silent, invisible waves emitted from cell towers and all electrical wireless devices. EMFs can pass through walls, floors, and the human body, including the brain. The EMF waves can alter the body's energy patterns, electrical system, and cause a short circuit in the weakest part of the body and may also cause DNA damage at the cellular level. I think we think this is what's going on, correct?
Yes, among other things. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So then here's what it says about how the diode protects you. When the natural diode formula is placed on your cell phone or any electrical wireless device, it will counteract the energy frequency of the harmful EMFs being emitted. The harmful energy frequency is changed to a more harmonious energy that will not harm or affect the polarities, in parentheses, energies of the human body. The
okay.
diode formula never loses its effectiveness.
Okay,
all right, so
Bill.
I bought one of these for the wife's laptop, I have one on the two cordless phones, all right? And you can buy one that goes, it's, you know, fairly expensive, like $300, on your circuit breaker box, which would take care of everything.
Okay.
So well, I just wondered if you were familiar with any of this.
No, so could you send that information to me in an email? My email address is nomorecorruption@wowway.com. Because I'm part of a pretty large network, and I'd like to share that and have discussion about that, because that's really worth looking into.
Yeah. Well, see, I listen to RBN shows on my cordless phone. I don't listen on computer. I'm not computer savvy. The wife has a business on the computer, and she doesn't want me clogging everything up, and I understand that. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to get one here for the circuit breaker box one of these months, you know. Okay. But in the meantime, I have bought this. But you can go, Al, to southernherb.com, southernherb.com. They have other things that you can get. You know, some of it may be new age to people. I don't know. But, you know, there's magnets and different things like that.
Yeah.
And some of those things I use for health problems. But
okay.
The southernherb.com, and then I can send you this information about this company that actually makes it. They're the middlemen, Southern Herb, for, you know, these products.
Okay, well, that's good information. Good to know.
Okay, and I appreciate you taking the call. And you might ask some of the people that are looking into this, are they familiar with, you know, meters being read by satellite?
I will certainly do that.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks for letting me know. Okay. That is interesting. I am going to follow through on that. Okay, we have another caller, Mark from Georgia. How are you, Mark?
Hey there.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Okay. You know how it is with these revenue rangers. Some years ago, I was falsely accused of driving 68 and a 55 in a vehicle that had some mechanical issues. When I tried to explain to the judge that this vehicle was barely capable of getting to the speed limit. It's one of those things where I don't know what you call it when the judge violates somebody's right to due process by threatening, you know, he calls it contempt of court. And I wanted to ask him, well, what's it called when the judge violating somebody's right to due process is worthy of contempt? But, you know, like one more word, I'll lock you up. And obviously they can. Yeah,
okay,
so go ahead, Mark.
That's an argument I had when I was listening to one of these guys talk about the straw man. Uniform Commercial Code doesn't have due process. And if you want to find it, go look for yourself. Type in your search box, Uniform Commercial Code-due process. Uniform Commercial Code functions under presumption.
Yes.
Presumption. So when you said you demanded due process, he's like,
"Oh, I was just trying to. I was asking the case be to have the case dismissed because the vehicle was incapable of even getting. I could barely get to the speed limit, let alone 13 miles an hour over, and I was falsely accused. And the thing is, the judge doesn't want somebody basically challenging the presumed reliability of these fraudulent machines and the indoctrination of these revenue rangers who have this confirmation bias. The machine was calibrated, and it's like, yeah, but the machine is faulty and so are you. You know, that's but the thing is, I've got another speeding ticket since then, and I don't know if it's worth anything. At the bottom of the ticket, I wrote ARR UCC 1-308. I guess you've heard of this, but is that going to help at all, or is that going to be like, so what?
Probably it's going to be like, so what? Get yourself a copy of Lawfully Yours and read the section on legal processes by Judge Dale. He tells you how to handle a ticket, okay?
Okay, and this is not going to get me locked up for contempt of court then, right?
Well, all you're saying is I do not wish to contract. I don't consent to these proceedings.
Okay, so this is something I can use even though I've already signed the ticket and... So,
yeah.
The thing is,
will
a judge? Yes.
Go ahead. Again, one friend said to me, "It depends on how criminal they are," but the presumption is that you're accepting it unless you do something about it. That's an invitation to court. That's a summons or citation. That's an invitation to pay by the coming from the corporation, and you don't have to contract with them. So go ahead and read that section, but here's the problem. You have to do it within 3 days, and people don't get that. People need.
It's too late. 3 days of the ticket?
Within 3 days. The date that he put on that ticket, you would have to.
Oh, you mean the court date? The court date?
No, the date on the summons or citation.
Oh, so it's too late now to say, excuse me, I don't agree to this nonsense?
Correct. It's probably too late.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So read that section so you don't get caught again.
Well, the thing is, one argument I would make is that the judge, and I'm not saying of any specific judge, but you know, the whole systemic problem is that the judge is representing the state that is expecting to receive so-called money, which... You and I are on the same page. This is a plutocratic scam. They've run the same fraud all around the world of claiming that a bookkeeping entry is so-called money because, you can buy things with it. That makes it money. It's like, no, it's fiat currency, and you people are charging us interest on currency that did not exist before. So we're on the same page. But where do I get this Lawfully Yours thing?
On the website, anticorruptionsociety.com. And if you look at the tabs at the top, one of them says Lawfully Yours, and there is a, you can either.
I'm digging out my, there's my pen. All right. That's anticorruptionsociety.org?
.com.
Because for a moment I thought I heard you say corruption society, but you said anti-corruption.
Anticorruptionsociety.com. And there's a tab at the top that says Lawfully Yours. And in we talk about the legal process. The real legal process, which, as he reminds us, isn't really a legal process. It's a corporate process.
Well, the thing that I try to explain, because I do a thing, semantics about semantics, and legal means that which is decreed. If the government decrees prima nocta, it's legal. It's legalized rape. Oh, okay. So as long as they take your bride on your wedding night and screw her brains out, then that's legal, but it's anything. But lawful requires a moral foundation upon which the consent of the governed is based. And it's not that the judge in that black robe he doesn't want to hear it himself, but moreover, he doesn't want people snapping out of the fact that our government, although legal, is completely unlawful. Is that basically correct?
Well, yeah, and it's a de facto government. It's a country that's been a corporation is pretending to be a government, and a corporation is a legal fiction. The whole thing is all about legal fiction. So that corporation contracts with your legal fiction person. Okay.
Well, let me ask you that thing about the $25. Is that any chance that could help me with this, or is that just something I want to do for future? Avoiding problems.
It could have helped you with this because you could have said, return that and said, no contract. I do not consent to these proceedings. And then you could say, see attached and have a copy of your notice where you're establishing your political and legal characters. And that would be outside of the legal fiction person. Because remember, that is to the legal fiction person.
Now, that's on RBN's website, correct?
Notice a condition precedent is also on anticorruptionsociety.com website. It's another tab at the top.
Notice of corruption?
Notice of condition precedent. We've done some shows on
the precedent.
P-R-E-C-E-D.
Okay, but basically it cost me 25 Federal Reserve note legal fictions to get this. So as this goes on record somewhere, does this actually have enforcement behind it, or is it one of those things where some revenue ranger is going to laugh at you for being a conspiracy theorist, which you know how brainwashed they are, so that's probably
it does have enforcement behind it because it is related to an executive order by Bill Clinton. Okay,
really?
And they are under the authority of the CEO of United States Federal Corporation. Bill Clinton at the time, this happened in 1999, signed an executive order creating federalism. And in that executive order, he granted a freedom to the people. And this is the authority that we're using, is that he said the people are free to determine their political, legal, and moral characters. So, yes, it does. If they choose to disregard an executive order by President Clinton, then that's a whole nother can of worms, because he is their boss.
Yeah. Well, at the time that this was issued, and it's not been countermanded since then. So, the question then becomes, it's one of those things where you understand how indoctrinated these revenue rangers and the bailiff, and there are judges who know that there's something wrong and they don't care. All they know is that it lines their pockets, and to them that's all that really matters. And the system works, but it works to the benefit of the few at the expense of the many, and that's where, I don't mind plunking down $25 if this does anything to help. I'm just concerned
Once you get it, Mark, and you have it, you don't have to use it right away. Read about it, understand it, and keep a copy. Keep the original and make copies and keep it ready, because in the future, it can make all the difference in the world. You're taking yourself out of the dead legal fiction person status and putting yourself back into living man status. And the living man...
May I ask you this? I understand that the driving is distinguished from traveling, and that the 14th Amendment that was completely unlawful says we have privileges and immunities like driving, but if you're not hauling passengers or cargo for hire, technically speaking, you're not driving, you're traveling.
That's false. That's a myth that's been going on forever. If your car is registered with the state and has a license plate with the state, it's the state's car, and they are saying, if you're driving our car, you're going to have one of our licenses.
Oh, geez. So, coming up on a break. I'm just curious about, because I know that this is one of those things where they operate under the principle that might makes right, so I'm just concerned that if you...
Hang in there. We're going to go to break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, is there anything else, Mark?
Well, like I say, I'm just concerned about, you know, in your experience, does this legal remedy actually work in terms of them not harassing and abusing people when they say, I'm not consenting to this nonsense? Do they harass and abuse people anyway, or...
Most of us don't want to take on the trooper with the guns.
Yeah.
And so it's probably the wisest thing to do is to accept the ticket and then return it to the address, to the court, saying you don't consent. Remember, it's a corporation, and those corporate rules actually apply to themselves. However, when we get the driver's license, there are tons of conditions and terms that we are not told about. Okay?
Oh.
Tons of them. And with the Real ID Act, and I've done that, and anyone who says you're going to travel, you don't need a driver's license, tell them, you know what, they're going to chase their tail, and you're not interested in chasing your tail. They are now requiring a photo ID for doctor's appointments, or bank applications, or you name it. The real
Originally,
go ahead.
Yeah, originally the Social Security card was not legal to use it for identification. Just trying to get a job without a Social Security card. I mean, I think it was a Taco Bell case that I heard about that said you're not required to have a Social Security job, Social Security card or number to be able to get a job, but at the same time they do make it ferociously difficult to be able to do practice business without it. Right?
You cannot get a driver's license without a Social Security card and a birth certificate.
Oh boy. And so how do you navigate without this little piece of plastic that says you have the permission from the state? Now, is there any way of driving a car without this government-sanctioned?
Not if you've donated your car to the state and put their plates on it.
Okay, So if I got a car, is there any way of buying a car that where I don't agree to this?
I don't know anyone who's had any luck because the dealers, I mean, someone said they did. They drove down to some plant and they bought it directly and it wasn't recorded. But to my knowledge, that's a toughie. You can investigate that. I find that the automobile issue is probably the least of the problems that we're having. I don't get speeding tickets. I don't get parking tickets. It's not worth my time and attention. I don't fight any of the traffic.
So you just voluntarily comply, yeah.
I just comply because it's easier. But if they start connecting a vaccine with the driver's license requirements, then we're all going to be paying close attention to how we're going to navigate that because that is our concern that that's coming. And these vaccines are dangerous.
I have Asperger's, which is a relatively mild form of autism, but still, you know, the thing you try to explain to people, they think, well, you're crazy. You just have this conspiracy theory. And it's like, well, if you don't want to deal with facts, you'd rather use a loaded term that the CIA basically used mass deception to get people to suppress their critical thinking. Can use loaded terms like conspiracy theory, but facts are still facts. And just because you have this delusion that the official narrative should be uncritically accepted, I don't go along with that delusion. And that's why, you know, having a sane understanding of insanity makes people look crazy to those people that are party to that insanity, right?
Yeah, and we did a show about how we can communicate with them. We have to be careful when we communicate with them, you know.
Okay.
And there are ways to do it. But I have other callers, Mark, so...
Andy Corrupts at society.com, and then that lawfully yours as well as the... but with this other thing, like I say, I guess the question is, I guess we need to get more... The more people we get to be aware that we possess things we don't own, like cars and homes and like that, and just because you possess something doesn't mean... You know, it's like the Zionazis possess the Holy Land, but it doesn't belong to them, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, I guess we'll talk next week then. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, up next is Sovereign Man. Are you there? We're going to go to break soon, but are you there?
I am. Request permission to come aboard the citizenship.
You're already probably on it, whether you like it or not, right?
Well, I'm off the sea. I'm on the land. How's that?
Good.
I want to refer to Mark to the chat room. It's indefenseofhumanity.chattango.com. That's chattango. We're posting a lot of links in there. You know, here comes the music.
Okay, we'll be back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. And we're talking to Sovereign Man. Did you have anything else to add, Sovereign Man?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I want to go fly briefly through my experience with the DMV. I went through all that, which you went through, okay? The whole time I'm there, they never once mention the driver's license. They always say, does he have the product? Where's the product? Do you have the product? They never mention license, okay? And yeah, it's because they're a corporation. And
right.
When I did sign that box and I did the reservation of right UCC 1-308.
Yes.
I had to do it like five times, and every time it would cut out. So I remembered to do it. I wrote the UCC first in the upper left hand corner of the box, and then the signature is like muscle memory, so I was able to get it. The individual kept resetting it, and I kept. They said, "What's the problem?" I said, "It won't take the 8." So they let me put it in at the time. Now, around 2012, in my current area, the quote unquote state implemented that clause saying, in order for you to get a driver's license, you must have a Social Security number. Now, I called my friend in the legislature. And I said, how can they make it mandatory for you to participate in something that is voluntary? He says, I know they're not supposed to do it. It was illegal and unlawful, but they did it anyway.
Well, what state are you living in, Sovereign Man?
I'm in FEMA Region 3. I'm in a state of freedom. I don't participate in certain things anymore because...
I mean, what state statutes are telling these people at the BMV what they're supposed to do? What state?
Well, the DMV is a quasi-governmental agency.
I understand that, Sovereign Man. The reason I'm asking isn't because I'm challenging who you are. It's that... not all states, I think there were 9 remaining, not all states passed the Real ID Act.
Yeah, I understand that.
I didn't know if yours was one of them, but the Real ID Act, they claim, is necessary to help fight terrorism. I mean, I went and read the whole thing.
Come on, they're the terrorists.
I know they are. I know they are. And so they want you to have this real ID so that they know who you are and you are who you say you are and all of that garbage. And, of course, they are the terrorists, and the same bodies who are promoting the Real ID Act are the same people who committed the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard about this Operation Alpiot?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, well, you can do a search on it. Just Brendan O'Connell is a gentleman's name. I believe he's out of New Zealand. He uncovered that, you know, I believe in, I don't know exactly the year, but Intel moved their manufacturing over to Tel Aviv, and they're going to start producing this brand new line of Intel microprocessors. But when they did that, they wrote in a subroutine, or there's actually a microprocessor installed inside the microprocessor that is controlled by the Israeli government.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, so you're going to read that. I don't want to stay on that too much, but I just threw that out there.
I did a show. I think I did a show pointing out that the 10 top surveillance system companies are all Israeli. Oh, yeah. Wow. Isn't that amazing? That way they can make sure that there's no surveillance on their crime, but there's surveillance on us all the time.
Absolutely. It's quite remarkable. I mean, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you'll see this global harness is being put upon the world.
I agree.
Yeah, and you know, the only thing we can do is fight as best we can. When I get into somebody else's quote unquote vehicle, and I take the reins, I'm still sovereign. Okay.
Yeah.
I can travel in their vehicle if I choose to. Now, what happens if for some reason I get pulled over because their tag light's out, and then I have to deal with the whole ramification of that. When they pull you over, they get you driving without a license. But how can they get you with driving without a license when you don't have one and you never contracted? That's the thing. We need to get out of these contracts. You can
okay,
go to YouTube.
Sovereign man, I just recently looked at this licensing stuff. When you're whoever's car you were driving, when they got a driver's license, they are obligated under that condition to never let anyone without a driver's license drive their car.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Nobody reads the Motor Vehicle App. It's never presented to you.
Right. No.
Yeah, nobody has a clue about it. Right? Yes. But me as being sovereign, I know, okay? And you can go to YouTube, type in black man vs. LAPD, no tag, no license, no registration. Yeah. And they let him go. There were 17 officers around the car.
Wow. They're lucky they didn't shoot. He's lucky they didn't shoot.
Yeah, no. Well, see, this is the thing. It's a spiritual battle. And that's
well,
where we have
more
to
than that, it's a legal battle. Because we keep signing these damn things. We keep signing and volunteering in, which is the one thing the one point I keep trying to make on this show. People email me and they say, I've got this problem or I got that problem. And generally, my most common answer is, until I could see or when you look at everything you've signed, look at what you've signed. Because that's what they're going to use against you.
Yeah. Well, I don't sign anymore. I autograph.
Okay. All right. I have another caller.
Nothing.
Thank you, Sovereign Man. Okay. Ken in Fort Worth. Ken?
Yeah. Howdy. Hey, some years ago, a friend of mine tried to pay his house off with a bond. Now, I don't know if you ever heard anybody do anything like that. I never did. Anyway, he sent a copy to the owner. He sent a copy to the sheriff, et cetera. And they finally come in the house. I was inside with a TV camera. And the constables came up. It's in Fort Worth. They snipped the wires. They snipped up the fence and came in and took him off the property. And he says he could never get a judge to say you cannot do that. But anybody, he made a mistake. He forgot to file something, and they come in. I think why they shortcut the process so it never go to Supreme Court, the judge would say whether he could do that or not do that.
Wow. Well, I don't know what he signed. We're back at what he signed. Did he buy the house cash?
No, he owed money on it.
Did he have a mortgage?
I think so. I don't remember. But well, anyway, I videotaped the whole proceeding, and he had a fence out there, and he had a couple dogs. They threatened to shoot the dogs, and he had warning signs out there, and he had some purple stripe things down there, which I don't understand. But I could never figure out what the connection with Puerto Rico is. He sent something to Puerto Rico, and I couldn't figure out what the connection was. Maybe somebody out there knows.
Well, I'll tell you, if he signed a mortgage, he doesn't own the home. They own the home. It says right on there, you sign a mortgage as a tenant.
He tried to pay it off with a bond.
Well, you sign a mortgage as a tenant. People have to get that. It doesn't give you ownership. Okay?
All right.
You sign it as a tenant. If he goes back and he looks at what he signed on that mortgage, that is what they're executing, that contract, that mortgage contract. Particularly if it was still valid. If the mortgage hadn't been canceled, then it's still valid. Now, I don't know, you're saying they accepted the bond and then didn't get... Okay, so they didn't accept the bond, so the bank still feels that they own the house.
Right.
Well, that's the problem.
But I could never figure out why was he turning some kind of paperwork into Puerto Rico?
That's where the IRS
is.
That's where the IRS is. And remember, the IRS is a private enterprise, okay?
Right.
It is not the U.S. Treasury. People keep making that mistake. People need to go, who don't quite get that, to 31 questions and answers about the Internal Revenue Service. It's a wonderful source of great information.
Anyway, he did make a mistake. He forgot to get a paperwork signed or, you know, another court and blah, blah. They took the house from him. But I could, he says he tried to get a judge to say, you can't do that.
Yeah.
He couldn't get that done.
No, I'm not
Maybe
surprised.
You can. Nice talking to you. Bless you guys.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Jim in Ohio. Are you there, Jim? Is there no Jim in Ohio, Ken? Ken?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Now?
Is this Jim?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Clint Richardson's book. And regarding the U.S. citizenship, he explains his take on what happened with the creation of the U.S. citizenship. It's on page 464. And it's worth reading. It's about six pages that explains that.
Okay.
And in his book, he is pointing out that a legal name is created, and you're using the legal name.
Right.
And because you're using that legal name,
right,
it gives them authority to come interfere with all your circumstances.
Well, you know, and I'm not sure I agree with him, and I'll tell you why. And I listened to him, and I don't know what you said you've read his book. I happen to know that each contract is unique, that they use the same, some people refer to the straw man or the legal fiction person as your transmitting utility. That's what you use when you're in commerce. It's your transmitting utility. But what I have discovered is it's not one contract. It's many contracts. Every 4 years, a new driver's license. Every time you get a car, you register a new and you sign. In fact, I happen to know when they wanted us to renew our plates, I forgot to sign. Okay, so I made out the check and sent it back to the BMV. And guess what? It came back. And that was, to me, the biggest tip-off. The biggest tip-off is that, nope, it's not automatic. They need your signature. Anybody out there, try it. You just try renewing your place and not adding a signature, and you will find it won't work. Or try giving a driver's license and don't add your signature. You won't get one. So each one of these contracts.
His point was that you're getting a license in their name. That's a legal name issued by them, and you're using it. It's like if you're using Ohio State University's logo, you're using their logo. You better have the license to use that.
This is why we put without prejudice. That's why we try to put without prejudice on everything, so we can reserve our rights. Not to contract or what we really are reserving our right not to agree to terms and conditions we don't know about or contracts we didn't enter into willingly and knowingly. We were coerced to get the driver's license. And even then, we were not, it's not a mutual contract because they do not tell us all the details of the conditions surrounding the driver's license. That's why we add without prejudice.
Okay. And his point was that it starts with the birth certificate, creates a legal name.
Right.
And it creates a residency in
the
state of the District of Columbia, really.
Right. That's so, right. And they own the birth certificate, and we own the body.
Correct.
Are you telling me?
His point was to use their legal name requires signatures.
It requires contracts, that you contract and agree to the terms and conditions they're asking you, because it's a corporation. So you have to, if you're going to take that name, okay, which is on your paycheck, I might add, and it's on your utility bill. If you think you can live without heat, go ahead and try. Some people do, are off grid. If you can live without a bank account, that's really tough. I mean, really tough. Then I guess you don't have to make that distinction because you can live without it. But they are making it harder, Jim, all the time. Have you not noticed? Harder and more difficult not to have the Social Security number, not to sign the name, not. I mean, this web is just kind of, I think it's closing in. And I did a show, Jim, on the whole gender thing and why it's so important that they eliminate gender, because the straw man has no gender. So now all of a sudden we've got LGBT, and in Canada you're not allowed to use pronouns that distinguish male from female. So you say, well, what the heck is that? Well, again, UCC does not have gender.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, how does one live in, let's say, Ohio without having a U.S. citizenship?
Well, that's why you file a notice of condition. That's why you file, you don't vote, and you file a notice of condition precedent. That's how you do it. Cancel voter registration, don't go anywhere near their corporate elections. And file a notice of condition precedent. Do that on our website. We talk about it all the time, notice of condition precedent. Once you get it into your hot little hands, you will have declared your political and legal characters for the world to see.
Yeah, I comprehend your point there. And we'll see how it plays out with the legal industry.
Yes, because now you can actually rebut the presumption that you volunteered.
Sure.
Yeah, and that's it runs under presumptions. There's just no doubt in my mind. Ooh, gosh.
Yeah, we agree. You're presumed to be using their name.
And that we understand
it.
We understand this whole thing, and that's the presumption that you agree to it. Okay, stay tuned, folks. Thanks for calling, Jim. Stay tuned and listen to our Saturday night imaging prayer. We do deserve a better world, and we need to spend some time imaging it. And we'll be back next week. Good night. Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. I'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.